Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 14 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about a topic that is very important. And I'll call this the meaning-driven life. The meaning-driven life. So the thing is, many times in life, you can be caught up just because of the busyness of life. You can get caught up in things that ultimately don't have long-term value. I've seen this play out time and time again. You see some people, the thing that drives their livelihood, the way they live, the way they think, the way they act, the time they spend with their families, the thing that drives it is things like money. And it's almost like all these self-imposed pressures. Like I've seen, because at least by the grace of God, you know, I'm in a career where you see a lot of very driven people. And you see some people from day one of medical school, they're being driven by, well, I want to make sure that I get the highest USMLE score possible. So the USMLE is the medical board licensure exam. And then they are driven by, I want to go to the best residency program possible and all those things. Now, don't get me wrong. Are those things bad? No, they are not bad. They are not bad at all. They are very good things to desire, right? But you see some people, they are so wrapped up in that, that then they lose sight of what is truly important in their lives. Right? They are so driven by that pretty much every other area of their lives are neglected. Right? There is such a thing as striking balance. But that's a topic for a different day. But you see these people, they pursue this so hard, right? And then when they get to those pinnacles, when they hit those goals, they didn't realize that, wow, these goals were pretty empty. Like, okay, yes, I've reached this goal. Okay, what next, right? And then you see when they get to the top, it's almost like the bottom has fallen out of their world. So that's one thing I would say is very important in life to be careful with what you're seeking after. Is there meaning in that thing? Right? So I think I want to challenge you today. Whenever you're seeking after, so like basically ask yourself, what is driving my life? What is waking me up every morning? What is waking me up every day? Because if you have the right priorities in life, if you seek after the right things in life, then you'll notice that you live a richer life. You live a fuller life. You see some people, they get to the top of their field. But then they commit suicide at the top. And you wonder, what happened? Was this not this person was the pinnacle of the pinnacle, right? Why would they commit suicide? Because they did not find joy. They didn't find satisfaction after getting to those goals, right? So again, achieving material things in life should not be your primary driver. Right? So let me give you some examples of this phenomenon, like in marriage, right? When you are seeking, you see some people, they're like, oh, my number one criteria for the wife that I seek is how hot she is, how beautiful she is, and everything. But that shouldn't be the primary thing that is driving your search for a life partner, right? You should be looking for things that are more like long-term, like good character. Good character, person that loves the Lord, right? The thing is, when you focus on those things that are more meaningful, because the thing is, beauty will fade, right? But good character keeps a marriage going, right? People that are committed to God keeps a marriage going, right? So in marriage, you see so many people, they're like, oh, I want to get the hottest wife possible. I want to get a woman that is 6 foot tall, that is this, that is that. But then at the end of the day, those are not the things that keep a marriage together. Right? It's not how expensive the ring that you use for your engagement that determines if the marriage will stick together. It's the meaningful things like a love of God, a love for each other, right? Good character that will keep that marriage. Or you see certain people in their careers, right? Yes, don't get me wrong. Do you need to provide for your family? Absolutely. You definitely need to provide for your family. But ask yourself, what is driving you in that career? Are you just doing this career just to make money and do things for make money and be able to pay your bills and eat whatever good food you want, sure, fine. But remember, there's a higher calling, right? Maybe it's better to have a better perspective that, you know what, this career I'm in, I want to use it to affect the world positively. I want to use it to change lives. Many times when you see people that have achieved great wealth in this life, these were people that ultimately decided to devote their lives, their time, to doing something that is beneficial to humanity, right? Or even in your service to God, do you serve God because of what he can do for you? Or do you serve God because you truly want to know him? If you look at the book of Psalms 103 verse 7, the Bible talks about how God showed the Israelites his acts, but he showed Moses his ways, right? In those days, the Israelites, they were always worried about, oh, God, we want food, we want water, we want this, we want that. Were those things important? Yes, don't get me wrong. But Moses, his desire was different. He said, I want to know your glory. I want to know your power. He was seeking after knowing God. And the thing is, when you seek after knowing God, God will take care of everything in your life, right? Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, right? So it's very important. Even in learning, you see some people, they just want to learn so that they can pass their tests and get the highest scores possible, right? You see them, that's why, you know, sometimes I kind of have a problem with, you know, some of the methods people used to study these days, right? Where they just memorize information and dump it on exams. But that information has not made any meaning to them, right? Ask yourself, in this learning, I want to learn. Say, for example, you want to become a physician. Oh, you're like, I want to learn this information, understand it, digest it, so that I can save a patient's life in the future, so I can take good care of a patient. If that's your perspective, and many of these things really is about perspective, if that's your perspective when you're learning information, then you're more likely to get a lot more from that experience. But again, one thing I've learned, many times when you seek after meaning in whatever you're doing, the rewards, the blessings, and all those other ephemeral things that people chase after will come, right? So the thing is, even in it, with eternity, like, how are you living your life? Are you living your life in light of, oh, let me live my life to acquire the most houses possible, drive the nicest cars, fly in the best planes, go to the best restaurants, eat the best food? Are those things good? They are. But again, you're not going to take that food from that very nice restaurant with you to the grave, right? So ask yourself, the Bible says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. Where is your heart? Is your heart just giving to the things of this world or the things of the kingdom of God, to things that have eternal value, right? So I will encourage you, because you, many times you see people, when they die, when they're about to die, when they're dead on their deathbed, you see their priorities for life just change dramatically, right? They start focusing on the things that are the most important. But imagine if they had focused on the things that were the most important all through their lives. Imagine how much richer, how much fuller their lives would have been. So I will encourage you today, pursue a meaning-driven life. And again, in pursuing a meaning-driven life, I remember for myself, my life really did acquire meaning when I gave my life to Jesus Christ. That was the thing that changed my life. That was the thing that moved my destiny in the right direction. So if you want to acquire more meaning for your life, and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I would like you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for shedding your blood for my sins. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Make me a brand new man. Cleanse me. Make me clean. Make me whole. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. I believe you died on the cross and you shed your blood for my sins. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit, and give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said this prayer from your heart, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you, find the Bible, read it, do what it says. Find a Bible-believing church and begin to attend it, right? And also seek community with other true believers. And as you do the will of God, as you fellowship with God, your life will begin to take a turn for the better. And you'll begin to live that meaning-driven life. Until next time, thank you for listening. God bless you.